The Mueller Report has been available for 7 weeks now. You can buy it in paperback. You can read it online for free. You can even get an I Read the Mueller Report button for bragging rights. But Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin discovered that no one in Alaska's congressional delegation can rightfully wear that button. Not yet, anyway.
If you want to know about Russian interference in the 2016 election and whether there's evidence President Trump obstructed a federal investigation, former special counsel Robert Mueller says, just read the report.
It contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We chose those words carefully, and the work speaks for itself.
But there are a lot of words, 448 pages.
There are sections of it that are just slow, and you're wading through it.
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's not done, but she's reading the report cover to cover.
I feel like I've got an obligation to do so, and so I'm giving it the time. You know, you take out the yellow highlighter, you take the pen out, you write notes.
Senator Dan Sullivan is not committed to that approach.
I have not read the whole thing. It's almost 500 pages. I've read the summary, and my staff's been reading the whole thing.
So do you intend to go through it page by page?
Perhaps. I have a lot of reading to do. But
Sullivan was more certain about one of Mueller's chief findings.
Is there any doubt in your mind that Russians interfered with the election in a systematic way?
No doubt.
The Mueller report spells out Russian actions designed to help candidate Trump and undermine the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Sullivan says U.S. defense and intelligence agencies made sure that didn't happen again in the 2018 election.
You know, a lot of it's classified, but we were not, particularly in the cyber area, we were not kind of a passive target as we have been in the past.
Both senators say the entire Trump administration is dedicated to preventing foreign interference in the 2020 presidential election. Murkowski says everyone, including the president, realizes Russia hasn't changed its ways.
It may have been that they didn't want Clinton before. You know, it could be that in the next election they don't want Trump.
A spokesman for Representative Don Young says the congressman is reviewing the Mueller report. He didn't say whether that includes a page-by-page read. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.